Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And the experiences and advice can change your story too. Hello guys and girls, how is it going? I'm your host Hina Siddiqui and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. This episode is going to be really dynamic because I have a very dynamic and charming guest with me today. I'm soon gonna be in conversation with Adil Faridi, the co-founder and managing director of Fateh Group in Dubai. And I'm really excited because you are going to be supercharged and inspired after listening to his story of struggle and achievement. So who's Adil Faridi? Adil Faridi is an idealist and always thinks big. I like that. That's quite like me. He started his career as a travel consultant in India. And then in 2015, he moved to Dubai with big dreams. He lived in an unknown country and faced lots of challenges like accommodation, even food. In Dubai, he started working in a telecom company as a business consultant for SMB customers and provided them to reduce their company's telecom cost. Constantly giving an excellent performance, he was promoted as a team manager in just 3 years. Understanding the challenges of business and common people, Adil co-founded this company called Fateh, that means conqueror. Fateh is a group of companies in Dubai with different verticals that includes technology, real estate management, fashion, and retail delivery services. So I have someone who has climbed the corporate ladders and reached a place where he is running a corporate house now. And that's fabulous. I just can't wait. Come on, let's start. Hey, Adil, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ms. Hina. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure for me as well to be a part of this meeting.
Lovely, lovely to have you. And how's Dubai?
All okay, alhamdulillah, very nice. Now things are moving in the right direction. People are vaccinated and most of the people now started believing that, of course, this pandemic is going to be over soon, inshallah.
Yeah, and, I hope so.
Yeah, now even the weather is going better. Expo is coming in. So a lot of things happening here and there. And things are really going in a very good direction here.
Wow, great. And Dubai, this season is the festival season kind of, right?
Yes, Dubai Summer Surprise is going on and the Dubai Shopping Festival is on the way.
Great. So Adil, tell us a bit about yourself and how did you reach where you currently are?
Well, it's a long story. So to start with, basically, I have done my graduation and my post-graduation from College of Guru Nanak Dev University. And basically, I'm an MBA and from Guru Nanak Dev University.
And that's in India.
That's in India. Mm-hmm. And after my post-graduation, I started my career with a company by the name WNS Global Services.
Okay.
So basically, it's a BPO and wherein I was working as a travel consultant for European customers. So ideally, since before my vision was very clear that I never used to sell something to anybody. So though I was a sales consultant, but I considered myself as a travel consultant. Why? Because I used to get customers wherein customers used to say, especially people from Europe, they used to say, okay, plan something really great for me. Just plan a package for me. I want to travel here and there. Basically, my agenda was that I used to ask what they actually like. I used to ask their requirements. Like what kind of destination do they prefer? If they are going on summers, I used to show them something like, you know, which is good for summers. If they are going on winters, then I used to show them for something which is good for winters. And then, of course, you know, accordingly, I used to plan some package for them, which includes the flight, hotels, and something which is really at the center, which can help them to come to go here and there to the nice place. Even I used to tell them something more about the key attractions in those places. And that's how I used to plan packages for them. After spending like 4 years in WNS, I moved in 2015 to UAE in Dubai. So typically with a vision, because of course, you know, that time when I was in travel, I used to book a lot of packages for Dubai.
Okay.
So in Dubai, of course, when you actually book, you know, and especially for European customers, they prefer to stay somewhere close to the Palm, which is in Atlantis or Sofitel and these kind of hotels.
Right.
But then when I was planning to come to UAE, I was having a vision that maybe Dubai life is super luxurious. I will have really good atmosphere there. I will get a nice gesture everywhere and I will get a great job.
Yeah.
So, of course, it was 2015. I was quite young. And then I just moved without even having any job in hand, without any proper accommodation. And I didn't know anybody.
That's very inspiring.
So when I landed in UAE, first of all, what I there was few challenges which I have faced. So basically, to elaborate it a little more, then when I reached UAE, I bought one SIM card. That SIM card also didn't work.
Okay. And how did you manage then?
Yeah. So what I did is I took Wi-Fi password from somewhere in Dubai airport. And then I started exploring some places to for my accommodation. As when I came to UAE, I was having something like $1,500 in my pocket. And then that was not enough to get a hotel room in Dubai. So what
That's
I did is I started
adventurous.
Finding. Yeah. So I started finding some accommodation for myself, which can suit my budget. So then luckily I found something in Dera. So I stayed there for almost 4 years in Dera. So basically it was a shared accommodation. But then when I reached, I found that there are a lot of challenges people are facing here, especially in terms of accommodation. And of course, you know, in terms of food, like because as a beginner in UAE, I didn't know much about it. I didn't have a job in hand. I didn't have any plan as such. So what I did is I just came to UAE. I found some accommodation which was just okay, like not so great. But then it was sharing. So I was sharing the accommodation with around 25-30 people. So over there, you know, like we spent some, but luckily I was able to find some very good people, nice and positive people.
Nice.
And they inspired me a lot. They told me very good things about Dubai. And of course, I always believe that Dubai is the best place to live. Dubai is the best place to make some our career.
Okay.
So after that, from the very next day, I started finding the job. And on so I came in UAE on 25th of May 2015. And I was able to crack an interview and I got selected for a job in telecom sector. And I started my job on 7th of June 2015. So just maybe you can say I was the, one of the luckiest person there in UAE that I found a job in just 10 to 12 days.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. After that, I started working as a business consultant. So our job is basically to go to some companies like, you know, which are into multiple sectors. You can say, you know, I was talking to groceries on one hand and I was talking to the enterprises also on another hand. So I was having custom mix of customers, which are small, medium and some enterprise level as well, because I was representing Etisalat, which is a very big company, of course, in UAE. It's a government company and it's a telecom provider.
I see.
So overall, what we did is but even again in my job in UAE, what I did is I never offered anything to anybody, any of my customer, even my customer known for my knows me for my me as a solution provider. So basically what I used to do is that I always used to ask them about the challenges which they face in terms of telecom. Challenges in the sense, like if their bills are high, if their network is not proper, if they are facing any issues in terms of payments or anything for that matter. And I used to give them some solution, you know, wherein we used to customize the packages for them. I used to give, ask them about their total number of staff, what is possible for them, what is best for them. And accordingly, you know, sometimes I used to try to reduce the cost also for the customer, which has really helped them as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, of course, with an ongoing process, with some challenges, with some different thoughts in mind, I started, they have promoted me as a team manager. So I have been promoted in 2019 as a sales manager. And of course, during my tenure, I've been rewarded by Etisalat multiple times.
Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, so top sales consultant, it was thrice. And then I have been promoted. After promotion, I got top team leader award, then top sales manager award, and the top sales head award as well from Etisalat.
Fabulous. I'm sure it's inspiring a lot of people out there.
Of course, it should be. So basically, because I'm a very common man, I started my journey with a very low base, which is like I used to get a salary of around 10,000 Indian rupees, which is roughly around 500 dirhams here.
Yeah.
And now, alhamdulillah, we have a company and that is also a group of companies.
Yeah.
So basically, after that, we started. So as a team manager, I used to manage the team. I used to explore more opportunities for the company. I used to handle all the revenues, all the reportings, plus business growth. And those are all a part of my KPI. So post that, because, you know, I have seen all the challenges myself. And, you know, I started as from the scratch in UAE. I have thought of some different ideas as well. So then after that, me and I have another two partners in Fateh Group. Three of us has decided one day to start our own business in UAE.
Oh, okay.
So during that time, all these things has come into picture. So then I quit my job. And finally, and even my company's owner also was very supportive, and he has given me a great opportunity. Then he also has inspired me to that because I was ready that time, and he told me that this is a good time. Of course, you can also start the business. And then with that approach, along with my partners, we started our own company. Now we are as a Fateh Group. Fateh, of course, means conqueror, and it's a name given to a Turkish king to conquer one entire country.
Wow.
So keeping that thing in mind, always we try that, you know, we have to be, we are very positive in whatever we do. We always want to be at the top. And of course, that is how we have started this company, with this same positive approach. And we believe that if we make our venture a successful venture, then automatically money will follow us.
Yeah, definitely. And it's such a great thing that whatever we do in life, we set out a positive intention. And when we attach an intention with every project, everything that we do in life, it turns out to be a huge success. That's what I have experienced in my career in life.
Are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So basically in Fateh Group, we have not, I would say we have not started something very new or very unique. To be talking in a very layman's term, what we did is just understand the challenges what we face, what an individual face in UAE, or basically what I faced in UAE when I came here.
Yeah.
So accommodation is one of the biggest challenge in UAE, which we all know. And you know, when I came to UAE, I shared my accommodation with almost 25-30 people, which was quite challenging.
Yes.
Especially, you know, when you have to reach office on time and you have multiple things to do afterwards.
I agree.
So basically, our first target was what we started is the real estate company. So in this real estate company, we are basically the property managers. We are doing a property management business.
Okay.
Wherein we acquire a property and we make it as per customer's requirement. And we always try to give them the best and comfortable stay at a reasonable cost, at a very reasonable cost, I would say.
Oh, you customize it.
Exactly.
The needs of the
maybe
people.
You can say a small studio cost in UAE, you know, if anybody is working here, the normal cost of a studio is around 3,000 dirhams, which of course is not possible for an individual whose earnings is around 2,500 to 3,000 dirhams, or maybe even 4,000 for that matter. So what we do is we are giving them an accommodation, a very nice and spacious, you know, some space to them, which can help them to, first of all, reduce their cost of living. And we are charging them just like something like $1,000 to $1,500. That's it.
Oh, that's going to help a lot of people who would like to work and stay in Dubai, and they can always reach out to you to avail this option.
Exactly. And post which, what we thought is, now after that, you may have seen now after pandemic, most of the people, they don't like to go out for shopping because they are scared.
Yeah, right.
This is not the right time where you meet a lot of people. So Everybody started liking online shopping. But mostly what happens in online shopping is that, you know, you are going, let's suppose you go to Amazon or you go to any other brand, any other marketplace. You will just go there, you will click, you will have multiple options in place, and then you get confused. You don't know what you have to buy sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So with that approach in mind, we came with a different idea. We started a concept of live selling here, wherein what we did is that, we have wide range of products and we have a live seller. So, what they do is that normally on Facebook, through Facebook or Instagram, they are going live. And then they are representing their products. And then based on the customer requirement, they can show them the product, their color, like whatever color you like, whatever fit you like, they will show you everything and post that. You can place an order and we will deliver at customer's premises.
Ah, that's very intelligent.
Thank you so much. And along with that, of course, because technology, it's my main forte. I have worked in telecom as well as IT was one of the portfolio which I was looking at. So we also started a technology company at the same time in February 2021. And basically that is called Pathe Technologies, in which we are giving the managed web solution to the clients, because that's what, again, my belief is that, maybe your business has a website, but then what is the use of that website if you are not getting any proper response or if you are not getting any proper results out of it?
That's why we are giving
a solution to the customer, which is a managed web solution. Mm-hmm. Now, this managed web solution means that everything what we make for the customer, we are taking the responsibility to manage that as well and give them a proper solution which can help them to see what is the performance of their website. Second thing is how many customers they are getting, how many leads they can generate. Keeping all these things in mind, we are giving them a proper solution, not just the website.
Yeah.
Other than that, we are developing ERPs for the customers. We are taking proper projects, which we are customizing as well as per customer requirements. And then giving them a proper solution, which can help them to, of course, boost their business.
Mm. So you're giving a lot of ideas to our listeners. Want to take a short break here, and after we come back, I would like to ask Adil Faridi, like, what inspires him every single day. So let's take a break and see you shortly. If you are not happy with the money you are currently making at your job, the reason is not your skill set, communication style, economy, inadequate education, company you work with, or anything that you think it is. The real cause is your money mindset and your beliefs about your career that you have cultivated over all those years since you were just a child. Right at this moment, you have a choice to transform your money story by simply upgrading your money mindset. So go ahead and download my very special 7-day action plan, Double Your Salary Set Point, by clicking the link in the episode notes. Welcome back. So Adil, how would you like to inspire us today that could help each one of us go to the next level in our jobs and careers?
See, there are a few points which I always suggest to each of my staff as well as all the people whom I usually speak with. Mm-hmm. So firstly, of course, every individual, I believe that every individual should always have goal in their life. Mm-hmm. One is the short-term goal and one is the long-term goal. Okay. And then goal should not be finished. Like, once you achieve the goal, the journey should not stop. It should continue. Like, and then along with the goal, you should have a plan. Like, and plan also should be a plan A as well as plan B. Let's say plan A doesn't work, then you should have a plan B to execute. I always believe that, if you have a goal in your life, which is a short-term goal, let's say you should have a six-month goal, that after 6 months, I want to reach here. Hmm. Then it will always inspire you to go to the next level. Again, once you achieve that goal, it will give you a lot of motivation to think about another goal for yourself. Mm. Similarly, when I came to UAE, I was having a goal that on my sales profile, on my business consultant profile, I want to have an excellence. And with multiple rewards in place, I got motivated as well from my company. And after that, when I've been promoted as a manager, it was already pre-decided in the back of my mind that, you know, within 5 years, I want to be a team manager. Luckily, it has happened that I have been promoted in 3 years. Similarly, mm-hmm. after that, once I started my business, my goal was that in 1 year down the line, I want to reach here. In 5 years, I want to reach there. So if you have a goal and along with that, you have a plan, then automatically things will follow you. And, you know, you will be able to execute so many things mm-hmm. according to your goals. Other than this, the only thing which I would like to tell to the audience is you should always be positive on whatever you do. Like sometimes it happens that, you know, you will face a lot of challenges in your life. Lots of ups and downs you will see in your life. Right. Maybe personal or professional or whatever it is. But, you know, you should always take things positively and you should always work towards the right approach, because there are always so many shortcuts which will come in front of you. Mm-hmm. But it is you who will decide whether you have to take the shortcut or you want to just follow the same path which you are following. And then, of course, it will reach you. It will help you to reach to your own goal.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And you are suggesting people to have a goal and then the plan and then plan A and plan B. And then they should always be positive with their intentions when it comes to following their goals.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's a lot of inspiration, I think. And would you like to add anything more to it?
The only thing is that, you know, I have seen in my entire journey until now, though the journey is not so big, of course, we have a lot of visions right now, you know, just the Fateh Group is not ended yet. Fateh Group has just started. And of yeah. course, it will grow, inshallah, to a very positive position. And
I'm
then
sure.
The only thing which I want to tell everybody is just be positive. And then if you are positive, then, you know, you are responsible for your own fate. That's what I always tell to everybody. And that's what I believe for myself as well. Because some people, it happens that, you know, they, on the initial phase, they will always be dependent on somebody else. You should always be independent. You should never be dependent on anybody. Because if you will be dependent and then the things will not follow in the same way like you want it to be, then you will blame the entire world, but you will never blame yourself that what you have done was not right.
Yeah, that happens a lot of times.
Yeah, so that's what I always want to suggest, and that's what I'm trying to tell to the audience, that be positive and always follow what you like and what you feel is right for you.
Great, awesome, awesome advice, and I appreciate that and truly agree with it. So Adil, what is the best way for people to find you and your company?
We have a website which is www.fateh.ae, and mm-hmm. then I'm available on social media all the time, so by the same name, Adil Faridi. All my IDs are Adil Faridi, and on the website itself, anybody who wants to explore more about our business, they can go through our website. We have www.fateh.ae, then we have fatehtech.com as well, and then we have fatehrealestate.com plus Fateh Delivery Services as well, because we have in Fateh Group, there are four companies in place, and then all four companies has their own websites as well. The help of those websites, people can explore more about our business and they can always reach us.
Great. And how can people work with your company?
Yeah, of course, we are open for all the opportunities, and we are open to hire people as well, as long as you know, they have positive approach. And mm-hmm. It is very easy. They can just send us an email at hr@fateh.ae. which is okay. our HR email address. And they can apply through our website as well. They can just upload their resume on our website and then it will reach to our HR and HR will contact them.
Great, great. So it was lovely chatting with you, Adil. Wish you huge luck.
Thank you so much. And it was nice talking to you as well.
Yeah, thank you, Sif. Thank you very much for being on the show. It was lovely talking.
You're welcome, Sina. Thank you so much.
So I hope you're feeling really inspired right now, aren't you? So that's it for this week. I'll see you in the next episode with another interesting guest. Stay happy and safe. Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for career-changing tools and resources. Don't forget to check out my latest book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.